Gambatte ne? Hey, did you guys know that's Japanese for let's do this thing? I'm serious, it
I
is.
I believe you.
Why are we talking Japanese? That's a loose translation, by the way. In less than 24 hours, baseball's regular season will begin when the Red Sox take on the A's in Tokyo, Japan. 2004, that was the last time America's pastime kicked off its season so far away from home. And this time around, the playing field and the players look a little different. That year, the New York Yankees, managed by Joe Torre, met up with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in Tokyo. Nowadays, Torre is out, and the Devil Rays are, well, just the Rays. No devil. 2004 was also the year Barry Bonds hit his 700th home run. He's now unemployed. Same goes for Roger Clemens after an offseason spent arguing that he didn't use performance enhancers. So what to expect from 2008? Friend of the BPP sports blogger Will Leach of Deadspin.com is with us in studio to preview the upcoming season. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so this is the third time Major League Baseball has kicked off its season in Japan. Why do they do that?
Well, certainly they you can never fail Major League Baseball to find a new market. they emphasize, and it's funny because they actually also played a game in China. Actually last week it was an exhibition game, and this is the first one that actually counts. And it's funny because it's clearly no one really likes it very much. Like the fans, it takes away from kind of that notion of opening day and the end of spring training, and baseball actually starts. And the players really hate it because there's a natural rhythm kind of built into their lives. Of going to Florida or Arizona and getting warmed up and getting ready to go, and then heading off and starting your season in the cold of whatever city you happen to be in. And now they take this 18.5-hour flight, kind of do this big exhibition thing for a long period of time, then play this game, then come back and play a couple more exhibition games in the States before actually officially starting their season next week. It's pretty exhausting, and I guess it's somewhat telling. It says a little bit about how the structure of baseball has changed since 2004. The marquee team in 2004 was the Yankees. That was who they wanted to show off in Japan. Now it's the Red Sox. If that tells you how much the world has flipped since 2004.
Okay, so the Red Sox, they're in Japan. They're the defending World Series champion. What do you expect from them this year?
Oh, I think they'll still be the best team. I think that you expect them to probably get off to a slow start just because this really does kind of mess up the rhythms. I can see people in Boston, both fans and media, tend to, if every loss means it's over and we've ruined everything and everything is falling apart until they come back and win and ultimately. So, which I guess also makes them a little like Yankees fans. I think the Red Sox, it's funny how the Red Sox have become kind of the machine of baseball to the point that, like, Now, in what has to be the ultimate insult, the Yankees are actually kind of modeling their system after the Red Sox, spending money, not spending money on these huge free agents the way the Yankees used to, investing your money in younger players, being smart, using a lot of statistical analysis. That's something the Red Sox have been doing for a few years now, and the Yankees are like, hey, wow, they're doing a pretty good job of that. Let's do what they're doing. Of course, they will never, ever admit that.
Of course not. And just out of curiosity, are there any Sox fans in Tokyo? Do they go to this game? Do Americans go to these games?
Well, certainly there'll be a lot of fans of Daisuke Matsuzaka, who's the who will be starting for the Red Sox. There'll be a lot of his fans there, just like there were a lot of fans of Hideki Matsui in 2004. He's a particularly popular guy there. So it's funny. I think that you'll see Red Sox fans tend to travel well everywhere. I think if you played a game in Boise, that would be all Red Sox fans. There's a great on Deadspin today. We're running a preview of every single team, and we have Eric Gillen, who's the editor-in-chief of Esquire.com, wrote his Red Sox thing, and he went to spring training this year, and this is a great photo he has. They were playing the Minnesota Twins at their spring training place. There's a photo that says, "Welcome to Twins Country," and every single person in the photo is a Red Sox fan. That's kind of the way it's going now a little bit, and you'll find out, I think you can kind of tell, because the Red Sox, this happens with success, you know, bandwagon fans kind of hop on, that kind of idea. I'm curious how many of those bandwagon fans will be getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to watch the game. And they don't sell alcohol till 8 o'clock in New York City, so you got 2 hours of baseball and no beer, which I think is the opposite of what baseball is supposed to be about.
What about the Rockies, Colorado Rockies? This is a team that made a good showing last year, you know?
Yeah, they certainly. I think they'll still be very good. I think that there's certainly something kind of, they're charmed about their run in the postseason last year until they ran into the Red Sox. But they have the advantage of playing in the National League. It's difficult this year because the American League has all the titans. They have the Red Sox, they have the Yankees, they have the Angels, they have these very rich, very well constructed, well put together teams that for a team like Toronto, which in the National League would be considered a favorite, in the American League, because they're in the same division as the Red Sox and the Yankees, no matter kind of what they do, they're still kind of up against these two these two powers fighting against each other. So any team in the National League, even so much as my beloved St. Louis Cardinals, who are not – this is not going to be one of their better seasons.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. I have faith.
I was forced to watch that this weekend.
I know. They played the Mets. It was great. Anytime I can get a preseason game. But even the Cardinals, if they were in the American League, they would have zero chance.
The season would already be written.
But the National League, it's all you have to do is kind of win 85, 87 games, and you can sneak into the playoffs. And as the Rockies proved last year and my Cardinals proved the year before, when they won the World Series, as I like to mention, the 2006 World Series champions.
Yes, I went to Game 4 at Busch Stadium.
I went to Game 5. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And as I mentioned, the Cardinals won the World Series 2 years ago. I don't know if I got that across.
No, there's a couple more minutes.
anything can happen in the playoffs. And so it's really all about kind of punching that ticket a little bit.
Let's talk about drugs. Baseball has had some ugly times, performance-enhancing allegations surrounding top players. How do we move forward? How do we move beyond this in the new season, or do we?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that there's a little bit of a disconnect between like the way the media and people in this kind of the sports enterprise see the steroid thing and the way that fans see it. And by that I mean I think the casual fan will be like, drugs, what's going on? It's all these steroids in baseball. This is terrible. And I think that, you know, I think the average the really hardcore fan, they don't like steroids either. But at a certain level, like, this is. It's so exhausting in a lot of ways that, like, almost you have to make your a fan has to make his peace with it or her peace with it in a way that the media is not going to be able to. And I think it does help a little bit that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are not employed right now. And I think Clemens, I think, is probably done. But Bonds really wants to come back. And he's certainly not finding any takers, which is funny because he's actually still, performance enhancers or not, he's still very good. He would be very valuable for any team, but they're just deciding that he's not worth it. And I think it's funny, you see that from fans too. Like, a lot of people, even as much as they want their team to win, Bonds is just... It's not so much the steroid thing as much as so much – he's so much trouble.
Yeah.
Like the minute you assign a guy like Bonds, even if he's going to help your lineup, your entire team becomes about the fact that you have Barry Bonds on it. And I think the Mets could actually probably use Barry Bonds in the lineup. They kind of have a little bit of an opening there. But it's just – I mean, imagine – I'm sure – I think the Daily News and the Post might have a little bit of fun with the fact that Bonds was signed by the Mets. I don't think it would be worth it.
He's radioactive.
To say the least. And I think it's funny because it's also so complicated now. We used to have this idea of steroids meant like, oh, all these guys are hitting home runs and so on. That's what it means. McGuire and Sosa, it's ruining the game. But now it's so much more complicated than there are more pitchers that are actually have been busted for steroids than hitters. So it's kind of a more complicated thing than people can deal with in a lot of ways. So it certainly have to be like, you know, listen, I hope my guy isn't doing steroids. I reserve the right to boo someone else on the other team for using steroids. But honestly, we really have to move on in a lot of ways and just hope that it's diversion, it's entertainment. It's not in a lot of ways the moral dilemma, I think, than this big crisis that I think everyone kind of wants it to be.
So speaking of moving on, this is the last season for two famous parks here in New York, as both Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium are going to shut down. You, of course, remember when your team's ballpark, St. Louis Busch Stadium, closed down. What do these parks mean to fans?
Well, certainly one of those stadiums is beloved and one of them is not so much beloved. But it's funny in a lot of ways because I think you'll see a lot more outpouring of affection, I think, for Yankee Stadium this year, which is funny because, you know, that one of the chapters in my book is about how going to Yankee Stadium is actually one of the least fan-friendly experiences you can find. And we all get caught up in the beauty of and the history of Yankee Stadium, but, you know, it's actually very expensive and kind of a pain, and hope you don't bring your bag with you because you can't come in.
Yeah.
And but I think you'll see, particularly with the All-Star game being at Yankee Stadium this year, it's going to be a lot of outpouring, a lot of emotion about that. And it's kind of typical in a lot of ways how the Mets, getting a new stadium for the Mets is like something they've been needing for. I mean, it's still a Robert Moses mistake that Shea Stadium is out there. That should have been the big story. Finally, the Mets get a new stadium. Once again, outshined by the Yankees, they're getting a new stadium. And if you've seen the plans for the new Yankee Stadium, it really looks like this shrine to the Yankees and history. It looks beautiful. And I'm sure the new Mets stadium will look beautiful too. But once again, it's... Oh, no one's going to miss Shea, but everyone's going to be talking about Yankee Stadium all year. It's kind of typical. It's fitting that they would end at the same time.
Will Leach, editor of the ridiculously popular Deadspin.com, thanks for walking us through the upcoming season.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Will.